giving cargo pilots the rest they need. Labor's reactions to the American U.S. Airways DOJ settlement. And NASA moves to transport astronauts again. This is Aero News for Thursday, November 14, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. U.S. Senators Amy Klobuchar, Democrat of Minnesota, Barbara Boxer, Democrat of California, and Maria Cantwell, Democrat of Washington, have introduced the Safe Skies Act, which would ensure that America's cargo plane pilots are sufficiently rested and alert before they fly. After the tragic 2009 crash of Colgan Flight 3407 outside of Buffalo, Congress passed legislation that directed the Department of Transportation to write new rules to address pilot fatigue. Under the new requirements, which go into effect in January, pilots of passenger planes will be limited to flying either 8 or 9 hours, depending on the start time. Airlines will be required to provide pilots with a minimum of 10 hours rest, with the opportunity for at least 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. However, pilots of cargo planes were left out of the DOT's new rest rules, allowing cargo pilots to be on duty for up to 16 hours a day, 60% longer than other pilots. This new legislation would close this dangerous loophole and ensure that all pilots are flying under the same standards. The Airline Pilots Association, the Independent Pilots Association, and the Coalition of Airline Pilots Association all support the Safe Skies Act. Similar legislation has been introduced in the House by Representatives Michael Grimm, Republican of New York, and Timothy Bishop, Democrat of New York. Not surprisingly, there has been a lot of reaction to the news of the settlement reached between the Department of Justice, U.S. Airways, and American Airlines over the proposed merger. The president of the Allied Pilots Association, certified collective bargaining agent for the 10,000 pilots of American Airlines, issued a statement saying in part, quote, "The Allied Pilots Association leadership is pleased the DOJ and the two airlines have found a mutually acceptable way to address concerns about the merger. We look forward to working with our colleagues at the U.S. Airline Pilots Association as we shift our focus to negotiating a joint collective bargaining agreement." The International Association of Machinists, however, greeted the news with words of caution for one of the carriers, saying, quote, "U.S. Airways' celebration is premature. Until the carrier negotiates new contracts for its own IAM-represented employees, the new American Airlines will not get off the ground," end quote. After nearly 3 years of fruitless bargaining, the IAM and U.S. Airways appear to be at an impasse. Under their current contracts, American Airlines employees cannot maintain U.S. Airways planes and vice versa. The IAM and the Transport Workers Union, which represents American Airlines ground employees, earlier this year formed an alliance to jointly represent the combined airline's 30,000 workers in the mechanic and related fleet service and stock clerk classifications. The Association of Flight Attendants, CWA, AFA, representing U.S. Airways flight attendants also issued a statement saying, quote, "AFA is carefully reviewing the terms of this agreement to ensure that the merger continues to provide a positive future for U.S. Airways flight attendants," end quote. And yes, even Delta Airlines reacted to the DOJ agreement in a prepared statement saying it, quote, "looks forward to the opportunity to acquire slots that will be divested under the agreement, particularly at Washington Reagan National Airport. Delta is the best airline positioned to continue competitive nonstop flights from Reagan National to small and mid-sized cities that could otherwise see service reduced or eliminated, which should be a strong consideration in the divestiture," end quote. Well, you know what they say, nothing like a little friendly competition. NASA Administrator Charles Bolden on Wednesday hailed the success of the agency's public-private partnership with American companies to resupply the International Space Station, and he announced the next phase of contracting with U.S. companies to transport astronauts that is set to begin next week. A little more than 2 years after the end of the space shuttle program, the United States now has two space transportation systems capable of delivering science experiments and supplies from U.S. soil to the International Space Station, namely SpaceX and Orbital Sciences. NASA intends to use new commercial capabilities to fly U.S. astronauts to and from the International Space Station within the next 4 years. On November the 19th, The agency will issue a final request for proposals for the new Commercial Crew Transportation Capability, or CCTCAP, contract designed to ensure commercial companies meet NASA's safety requirements for transporting NASA crews to the space station. This procurement phase is expected to include crewed demonstration missions to the space station before 2017. When Aero News continues, airline consumer complaints down from a year ago, a flying salute, and a proper goodbye.
Mid-Continent Instruments and Avionics now offers dealer-only repair services for Bendix King, Mode S transponders, radar altimeters, and HF systems. For expert repairs and quick turnarounds, count on Mid-Continent Instruments and Avionics.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues for Thursday, November 14th. I'm Glenn Moyer. Airline consumer complaints filed with DOT's Aviation Consumer Protection Division during the first 9 months of this year were down 14.1% from the first 9 months of 2012. That, according to the U.S. Department of Transportation's Air Travel Consumer Report, released on Wednesday. From January to September 2013, the department received 10,439 consumer complaints, down from the total of 12,153 filed during the first 9 months of 2012. In September, the department received 1,008 complaints about airline service from consumers, down 6.8% from the 1,081 filed in September 2012, and down 23.5% from the 1,318 received in August of 2013. The Consumer Report also includes data on tarmac delays, on-time performance, cancellations, chronically delayed flights, and the causes of flight delays, information on airline bumping, mishandled baggage reports, disability and discrimination complaints, and reports of incidents involving the loss, death, or injury of pets traveling by air, as required to be filed by U.S. carriers. Cessna is saluting the servicemen and women in the United States Armed Forces by donating a restored 1953 L-19/01 Bird Dog aircraft to the Armed Forces Foundation for sale this January at the 43rd Annual Barrett Jackson Car Auction in Scottsdale, Arizona. The auction item includes both the L-19 from Cessna and a Dodge M37 3/4-ton pickup truck, restored and donated by Okoboji Classic Cars of West Okoboji, Iowa. The proceeds from the upcoming auction of these legendary American-made icons will go to support the AFF's efforts to educate the public about the effects of post-traumatic stress disorder and traumatic brain injury and serve as an advocate for troops affected by those conditions. You know, we're just a few days removed from Veterans Day, or Remembrance Day, Armistice Day, or Poppy Day, as it's known in other parts of the world, but this story caught our eye and our heart. The passing of a 99-year-old British World War II veteran who had served in the RAF Bomber Command during the war might have gone largely unnoticed but for the efforts of a much younger vet who had been injured while serving in Afghanistan. Harold Jellicoe Coe Percival passed away at the Alistair Lodge Nursing Home near Preston, England, on October the 25th. He'd been single all his life and had no close family. His death notice said, quote, "He has no close family who can attend his funeral. Any service personnel who can attend this funeral service would be appreciated," end quote. Well, according to the online site Viral Nova, the notice was read by Afghanistan veteran Sergeant Rick Clement, who posted on his Reddit account, quote, "I need a big favor from any military or ex-serving members. This fallen soldier at 99 years old is having a funeral on Monday, and he has no family to attend. If you're in the area, give him the send-off he deserves. This guy needs and deserves your help," end quote. Well, the posting drew hundreds of responses from people who said they would attend the funeral. And a photo posted on the Viral Nova site shows a long line of people standing in the rain to pay their final respects to Ko on November 11th at 11:11 a.m., a serviceman they never knew, but to whom they, no, we, owe so much. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.